Major Jack Blaylock is joining us live from Afghanistan. Major Blaylock, first of all, thank you for your service to our country, and thanks for taking the time to be with us on Talkback today here in Missoula.
Well, thank you for the opportunity to talk to the great people of Missoula. I'm glad to get this chance to share a little bit about what it's like over here.
Well, now, first of all, tell us a little bit about yourself. You said that you actually hail from Helena, is that right?
That's right, yes. I was raised in Helena there. I went to Helena High School, then went off to Montana State University, so sorry about that, Grizz fans, but graduated there through the ROTC program and then went to the Air Force and been in for about 12 years now.
And now you have been, how many tours? This is your first tour in Afghanistan. Tell us where you are in Afghanistan, if you're allowed to do that.
Sure. Yeah, this is actually my second tour in Afghanistan. I spent a year here about a year and a half ago, and then they sent me back for another 6 months, and I'm right now in the capital of Kabul, Afghanistan.
All right. Well, I tell you what, we do have a special treat for you. I've got my good friend Carol Elson, who is probably one of the greatest teachers who ever walked the face of the earth. And her ninth grade class wants to wish you, give you good wishes. Carol, are you there?
I am here.
All right, go ahead. You are on.
Hi, Mom.
You're on with Major Blaylock. Go ahead.
Okay, Jack. Here we go.
God bless you, Jack.
How about that? They love you, Jack.
Oh, that's great.
That's awesome. So, Carol, have you been saving up for this one? Have you?
Yeah, that's right. Well, we're just so proud of Jack and his service to our country. He's a blessing.
You bet.
Us and to so many in Afghanistan as well. So I'll sign off and let you talk to him.
Thanks, Carol. That must warm you to the heart of to the heart, doesn't it, there, Jack?
It does. That is good to hear voices from home.
Well, we have two lines open at 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. If you would like to send well wishes to Major Jack Blaylock and some of his compatriots over there, tell me a little bit about the kind of things that the duties that you do over there in Afghanistan, Jack.
Sure. I'm actually a civil engineer. That's the degree I have from Montana State. And so they're using me for exactly that. We're basically trying to rebuild the country over here, and I'm part of a training mission that's not only doing a lot of projects for the Afghan National Army all around the country, but we're also trying to train them along the way to kind of be maintainers and engineers as well to take care of these buildings that we're trying to build for them so they can be kind of a sustainable force, basically, and can keep themselves operating.
Well, now, Jack, is that something that's obviously got to give you a great deal of satisfaction to be able to look at some of the work that you've done that's going to be there long after you're gone?
It does, absolutely. We're building basically academies for them, training centers, a lot of great projects going on, headquarters buildings, dining facilities, everything you need to survive. And seeing all this construction go up, it really is. It's a very rewarding job. Meeting a lot of these Afghans that are excited about taking on these new responsibilities to be engineers and to maintain these facilities, it is really exciting.
We're talking with Major Jack Blaylock, who is serving with the Air Force. He's in Kabul, Afghanistan. And one thing I wanted to ask you about is the fact that what you're doing here on the ground to help the infrastructure of that country, that is actually an incredible benefit to the guy who's on the front lines fighting the enemy. Isn't that right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's going to benefit both our American troops and the Afghans, giving the Afghan troops bases that they can patrol out of and basically protect the capital, and then as they continue to grow, to reach out and protect other towns and cities all around Afghanistan. So it's building a real connection and strength to the military forces here. Really will help them out.
Well, now, Major Blaylock, would you tell me just what you see from your perspective as someone who is serving active military there in country? What is the biggest challenge that the American the troops and the American servicemen and women face there in Afghanistan?
Well, I would say the biggest challenge as far as trying to trying to get the Afghans on their feet, forces-wise, is the economy within Afghanistan, because if you don't have a strong base to pull from to be able to have a source of income for their government, it's hard to set up a system of supply. You know, so for instance, my engineers, you know, they're going to need tools, they're going to need parts to fix things, but they don't have a very, very good system set up to fund things, and so it's a real joint effort. You know, I have my engineer challenges, but we also have logistics officers and troops over here trying to help the other processes as well to get things flowing, so we can work through these challenges. But I'd say the economy, as this country is trying to be rebuilt after 30 years of a lot of war, it's going to just take some time, and that's our toughest challenge, I think, right now.
Now, Major Blaylock, Shandy Wiest, our producer and co-host, has a question for you. Go ahead, Shandy.
Yeah, I was wondering if you could talk about some of the cultural differences and how it is for you over there.
Sure. That's always, I think, the most fun part of the job is getting to learn a different culture and understanding kind of where they come from. You know, I mean, we being such a young country, with young traditions, you know, we're here with a culture that's been around for you know, thousands of years, and they definitely do think differently in a lot of different ways. That's something that the military does a pretty good job training us before we head over here, to try and understand what the Afghans value, and how to expect different priorities. You know, when we think of our, you know, way of doing things in America, and they definitely will think of it completely different ways. And of course, in engineering, we definitely have a lot of challenges there. You know, they're very, I guess, leader-centric. They want to really take care of the high-up leaders first, whereas we try to, in our military, I guess, we do our best to take care of our youngest troops, you know. So, you know, that's just one example. There's many different examples like that we have, different perspectives.
Major Blaylock, we're going to take a quick break here, a commercial break. And we've got folks calling in now that want to visit with you from Missoula and from Western Montana to wish you well. Welcome back to Talk Back, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Friday edition, October the 1st, 2010. And once again, we are absolutely privileged to have with us live from Kabul, Afghanistan, Major Jack Blaylock, who's serving with the Air Force. He's out of Helena. And Major Blaylock, there are some folks that want to visit with you. Do you have time to visit with them?
Absolutely, please.
All right, tell you what, we've got to, I must warn folks, there's just a little bit of a delay from the time that our voice gets to him and then his voice gets to us. So we're going to get Hollis on the line, first of all. Hollis, you're on with Major Jack Blaylock. Good morning.
Good morning, Major Blaylock. How are you, sir? I'm assuming you're at KIA station.
Pretty close. I'm a bit more downtown, though.
Okay, well, it would happen that my son is stationed there, and you probably know him. He would be Lieutenant Colonel B.H. Poe.
I don't think I ran into him yet.
All right, well, if you do, give him a kick and tell him that there's people in Montana thinking about all you guys out there. I understand you have the local guys there are having a cookie program where they're inviting folks to send them homemade cookies. They're getting kind of lonesome for the taste of home. Are you guys part of that?
I haven't seen that either, but I'm definitely not opposed to homemade cookies.
Yeah, it was supposedly everybody gets some kind of an award, but they're getting hungry for the taste of home, and I would encourage everyone in Montana that's got a man or a woman that's stationed over there in that theater, send them something that gives them the taste of home.
That's one thing I like to throw in there, that I absolutely love seeing the patriotism of the Americans and the support. We see care packages coming in from all over the place, and it's just wonderful to see that, you know, even after being here, you know, 9 years pretty much, and yet everybody's still doing such a great job supporting us.
Well, Well, God bless you, son. I want you to know that we all consider you all to be heroes. You keep doing what you're doing. It makes a major difference, and we will keep you in our prayers.
We will. Thank you very much.
Thanks for the call, Hollis.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate it. All right, we're going to go right to the other line and say hello to Julie. I think you might know this young lady, Major Blaylock. Go ahead, Julie.
Hi, Jack. How you doing?
Hey, Fred.
This is your sister, right?
It is your sister.
Hey.
Hey, we miss you a lot. We've been praying for you every
day. I know.
Three.
Miss you guys, too.
What's that?
Miss you guys, too.
Well, I got three young ladies who have something to say to you. Hold on.
Hi, Uncle Jack. We love you.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, how you doing? Anyway, we love you. We're thinking of you. And we're so excited to be able to hear you and to know things are doing well and that you're safe and that things are going forward. So you get back safe and
yeah.
you take care of all those guys out there for us.
Yeah, we'll do. Good to hear from you, too.
All righty.
Thanks, Julie.
Bye.
All right, there you go. All right, wow. this is getting to us here in the studio, Jack. When are you due to return home?
It'll be probably in the February time frame, so I gotta skip over the holidays, unfortunately.
Okay. Well, I'm sure that the folks who know you and love you here in Montana are going to be sending you lots of holiday packages. Now, I understand that when you're overseas in the military, that those holiday packages have to go out uber early, like we're talking June.
hopefully not that bad, but they do say usually by around the 1st of December, I think, if we're hoping to get anywhere near Christmas. So.
All right, well,
a few weeks.
Let's get back. We have one more caller here before we take a break. Is it Roy?
Yes.
Roy, you're on with Major Blaylock. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the service to your country. I appreciate all the volunteers. We have a volunteer service, and that's real special.
You're welcome.
And I got a question. I hear that Afghanistan's like Montana without trees. Is that true? Or?
Well, it's definitely has a little truth to that. Unfortunately, Kabul here, it is very bare. It's very dusty. But not far, just over the mountains, it's almost like Montana with the trees. There's actually beautiful rivers and streams. There was even talk, as crazy as it is, there's some guys, contractors here that were going up fly fishing, and they were getting together talking about some of the trout they were catching. I just couldn't believe that. Of course, they won't let me go, but I sure wish they could.
Or would you scare off the fish, Major Blaylock? What's the deal?
No, you just have to get away from the capital a little ways, they don't let us stray away too far, so too dangerous.
Go ahead, Roy.
Is it so cold up there that they have fur-bearing trout like they have in Montana, or is it?
Yeah, something like that. It does get cold up in the highlands. It's I don't know, a lot of people may not know this, but the highest mountain here is over about 24,000 feet in Afghanistan, which isn't far from Mount Everest to 29,000 feet. So there's some pretty large mountains in the area.
What kind of trees do they grow? Do they have fir trees and hemlock or hardwood trees or pine trees?
I guess most of the trees, well, it's kind of like there in the valley you see some of the deciduous trees. Yeah, I guess I can't recall seeing any pine trees, but like I said, I haven't gotten out to get up in the mountains yet, so I'm just around Kabul here. It's just pretty bad.
In Afghanistan, since you're an engineer, are they built to withstand earthquakes or what?
Not generally, but all their homes are made out of mud brick, basically, they're very family-centric. They build walls around their property, and then they just build a lot of smaller houses inside the walls. And generally, as the son in the family gets married, his wife will move right in with the parents and their kids. But if they have the daughter, then the daughter will go live with their parents. So, it's a very tight community here. And like I say, they just pretty much build everything out of the mud walls, which don't hold up all the time to the earthquakes. So.
Well, I'm sure you'll have some good ideas on better house construction for them, but I understand, like, in their culture, you know, it has to blend in with their culture in order to for everybody to agree, probably, huh?
Well, yeah, you know, about the culture, that's something we, as we teach them to build things and help them out with their construction practices, we do have to take into account culture and building something that they kind of take ownership in and can sustain and are used to living in, you know. So yeah, that's something we definitely have to consider.
I'll let somebody else get on the horn to you, too, buddy. I thank you for your service and what you're doing for all of us back here. And bringing those terrorists to justice. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Good talking to you.
All right, Major Blaylock, we need to take a quick commercial break. Major Blaylock, what's it like in Afghanistan right now?
You know, actually, the climate here is pretty close to Montana. It's starting to cool down just same as it is there. It's the daytime, it's still pushing in the upper 60s, maybe mid-70s, and nighttime's lowering down probably in the 50s now, so it tracks pretty close to there, but it won't quite get down to the frigid below zero temperatures that you guys would have there.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what, Major Blaylock, we have a special treat for you. I understand we have a couple of folks very, very close to you right now. Anna is on the phone. Hi, Anna.
Hi.
You're on with Jack Blaylock. I understand you know this guy, huh?
Yeah, he's my husband.
Well, I'm going to let you guys go ahead because you've got your son there with you, too. So you just got guys, go ahead and yak.
All right, Jack,
hi.
Your seat.
Hello, Daddy.
Hi, Peter. What you doing?
Thank you. Here's my tail. Hi, Daddy.
Okay.
I love you, and I miss you.
Hi, Dad. Love you, too.
All right, and Josh is hiding.
Okay, now, Anna, forgive me for butting in here, but tell me a little bit about your kids. Would you tell me about them?
We've got three sons, Peter, Joshua, and Mateo. They're eight, six, and four, and they are so proud of their daddy, but it's kind of hard to be apart, of course.
Now, do you have, Anna, a big calendar up there with the big, you know, magic marker day after day?
I wish I could say I did, but we kind of go the easy route and have the computer do the countdown.
Well, sure, you could do it that way.
Yep, it works. It works.
Well, Anna, go ahead. I interrupted, so you go ahead and visit with Jack.
Oh, no, that's okay. We just wanted, Peter's just so thrilled to hear his dad on the radio, he had to call in and say hi, so that's it. Jack, we really love you and are so proud of you, and it's been so fun to listen to you share with others your experience in Afghanistan, so that was it.
Now,
that's something I could throw in there about, nowadays that we have that Skype capability and we do have internet where I'm at, so we do get to talk quite a bit over the internet, which is just a huge benefit over, you know, what it was like, 5 years ago before they could even do that, you know.
It makes a big difference in our lives that we can actually see each other and visit for extended periods of time, so.
Now, Anna, where do you live? Do you live here in the Missoula area?
Well, I am now with my boys. It's a lot easier to be home with the family. And so I've got, I'm here living back in my parents' house. So.
Okay, yeah. Wonderful. Well, it's a pleasure visiting with you. And why don't you go ahead and we'll let you wrap up this segment with your husband. And I promise I won't listen if you want to be lovey-dovey. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. I don't think I can talk much more. I'll start crying. It's good. Thanks so much for letting him be on here and sharing his experiences.
It's our pleasure, Anna. Thank you.
Love you, Jack. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Oh, okay. We have to take a break now, Jack. can you hang with us for a few more minutes? We've got other folks that want to visit with you, and that was absolutely wonderful. So we'll be right back with Major Jack Blaylock. We're all going to get some Kleenex out, and we're going to play some commercials and come back and visit some more about what's going on in Afghanistan with Major Jack Blaylock with the United States Air Force. Well, we're visiting with Major Jack Blaylock, who hails from Helena. His wife, Anna, and their three boys living here in the Missoula area right now. We just had a chance to hear from them, but let's get back to the telephone now. And other folks that want to wish you well. John, you are on with Major Blaylock. Good morning.
Jacko!
Oh, pardon.
Hey, John-o.
How you doing, man? Good. What's going on? You're teaching?
Well, we have taken a little break from Algebra 2, and I can tell you my students are loving listening to you. I think it's mostly because they don't have to hear me teach.
Hey, John, tell me about where are you teaching, John?
I'm teaching high school math at Valley Christian School.
Cool.
Yeah, so I got a group of Algebra 2 students here, and they have a little message for Jack over there.
I missed that on this end. What did you say, John?
John, it was protect this house. It's a little inside joke from a Broncos football game that Jack and I went to.
There you go.
So, well, Jack, we're going to sign off, and I'll get back to teaching. And but hey, man, we're praying for you. We miss you, and looking forward to you coming home.
All right, John, miss you guys too.
All right, talk to you later.
So Jack, yeah. are you a Valley Christian alum?
No, I'm not. My wife is, but I grew up in Helena there, and actually Montana City, and then off to Helena High.
Wonderful. All right, we've got another person who wants to wish you well this morning. We're going to say hello to Wes. Wes, you're on the phone with Major Jack Blaylock.
Yes, good morning, Major Blaylock. Thank you so much for your service to our great country. And do you ever cross paths with the fine men and women from our Hamilton Guard unit?
I have not yet. No, a lot of people are here right now from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, which is pretty close to where I'm at in Rapid City, but I haven't ran into much from Montana.
Okay, well, if you do, please tell me Sergeant Brian and all the rest of them from Hamilton to come home safely. We miss them. Thank you so much.
Okay,
sir.
I'll keep an eye out for them. You bet.
All right, now, Jack, this has got to be pretty special. I mean, to be hear from all these folks. And by the way, if you've been trying to call in, the line's been busy. We have two lines open now. It's 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. What does it mean to you folks? I mean, I realize this is Dr. Obvious talking here, but what does it mean to you folks who are serving there in country to be able to visit, you know, through Skype or just through email or just regular snail mail or whatever to the folks back home? What does that mean to you guys?
It's like a lifeline, you know. We are a good community here. We make great friendship bonds and everything, but we know we're always going to come back here to our families and, you know, keeping them in the loop of what's going on just really helps ease their fears that, you know, they start understanding what it's like over here that, it, you know, and understanding that we're not just, you know, getting bombed and shot at continuously. There are regions that are a little more dangerous than others, but you know, here where I'm at, it's really pretty calm, and I'm getting outside the wire a lot, but it's really not as scary as it sounds. I guess as you read news reports, you only see the negative of, okay, you know, five soldiers get killed this day or that day, but out of the, you know, nearly 100,000 troops that we have here, you know, it's a pretty small percentage, so having Skype, having telephones, it really helps out, I think, to the families back home, and of course, it keeps our morale up as well.
You know, speaking of morale, I know that there are various organizations like the USO that help you folks. Right there in the base where you are there some organizations that are helping you out that we here in America can send things to help you out there?
I know a website called Adopt a Soldier. Might be org or something, but I know they often send care packages, and yes, the USOs are absolutely phenomenal. They had a base here that when I was in transit, the USO at the base had an opportunity for me to sit in front of a camera and read a couple of kids' books, and then they take these kids' books and send them back to your family along with the DVD video of you reading them, and that's something I know my family really loves, so you know, finding a local USO and being able to donate if they do that for soldiers, being able to donate funds or books or something that can help the soldiers out, that's great. And some of these other programs, they send care packages for people, or they have on their website like recommendations for what troops may need the most. So yeah, there's a lot of great organizations out there like that.
What's the best gift you've ever gotten from home? If I could ask you to be personal.
Yeah, absolutely. Actually, just yesterday, I haven't told my wife yet, so she'll know now. But a blanket arrived in the mail, and I don't even know how she did it or who did it, but it said U.S. Air Force across the top, and then it was just multiple pictures that were somehow printed right onto the blanket of, you know, various pictures that she must have picked out of the family. And it's just a great, beautiful thing. I can throw on my bed or I can pin up to the wall or whatever and just have this nice big blanket of what my family is, you know.
That is a great idea.
That's,
I mean, that's using technology to, I think, the best extent you can use it. I think that's wonderful.
Absolutely, yeah.
So that might be a good idea for all the other folks that are listening out here. Let's send one of those to one of your loved ones who might be serving overseas. I think that's a great. It would be inexpensive, and it would be really, really meaningful because that's something you can hang on to forever, right?
It is. It's something, yeah, I can take it home with me. I can bring it on my next deployment, you know, something I can just keep using.
All right. Well, we're visiting with Major Jack Blaylock. He's visiting with us live from Kabul, Afghanistan, serving with the Air Force. And if you have a comment, you have a question, maybe you just want to encourage this major in the United States Air Force, give us a call right now. It's 721-1290, 1-800-568-5309. We've got about 8 or 9 minutes left in the show. We'll be right back with more of Talk Back in a moment. Back, and your mom, Ellen, is on the phone with you, Jack, so please go ahead.
Hi, Mom.
Hang up just because I called and after you.
Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to add my love and tell you that I love you, too, along with all the others. And, you know, your dad and I support everything that you do.
I know. Love you too.
I feel like we're listening in on it.
Sound just like a son.
Well, you know, yeah, you know, sons and their mothers, they have a pretty special relationship, but it's not something that translates well over a live radio show. I can tell you that. But the fact that you're on with Jack is wonderful, and Ellen, we certainly wish you the best. Okay.
Well, and I love you, son, and hang in there and stay safe.
I will.
All right, Jack.
You too.
Got another caller on the line right now. This is Susan. Susan, you're on with Major Jack Blaylock. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Major. Thank you for your service. And there's a whole bunch of veterans groups here in Missoula that love to send care packages. And I know you probably are bombarded, but there's some soldiers that don't get anything. So if it's possible for you to email an address for APO so that those of us who send out care packages can get things to your soldiers, we would love to do that because the VA will not give addresses out to anybody.
Is it possible?
Okay.
Would you be violating regulations to give us an email address over the air here, Jack?
How about would I be able to get like an email address from you guys, and then I could just send you my address?
Okay, I'll tell you what. Here, I'm going to give you our email address here. It's really simple. Okay, it is Pete. That's P-E-T-E at KGVO1290.com.
Okay.
You got that? It's Pete at 1290.com, and anything you send to us, we will be happy to forward on to anybody who wants it.
And I would say this,
okay.
For any addresses you can give us would be awesome because we have a whole network of people through the American Legion and the VFW and the United Veterans Council that are wanting desperately to send a care package to everybody in Montana. So that would be really cool if you could, you know, do that.
Okay, yeah, there's a few Montanans around that I've met, so I'll try and forward their names and addresses to the email address here.
And you
appreciate
too.
The support, man.
You bet. Thank you for your service. We really appreciate it.
You bet.
All right. Well, Jack, we have kept you on the phone for quite some time. We're not keeping you from your work, are you? Are we?
No, it's like 8:30 at night here, so it's about almost the end of the duty day.
Wonderful, wonderful. Now, tell me, we just have a few minutes left in our time together, about 2.5 minutes. What is your average day like there in Afghanistan?
Well, it varies quite a bit. A lot of times we'll, being an engineer that I am, we have to do a lot of site visits to projects that we have going on to check the status and see how they're progressing. So often, getting up, well, usually exercise in the morning, so I do that from 6 to 7 and grab breakfast, then we usually head out on the road for most of the morning, check out a couple project sites, get back, grab lunch, and then during the afternoons, we have various meetings, with some of our contracting organizations. The Army Corps of Engineers are here. We often have a lot of projects through them, so we'll catch up with them on status of how they're coming along. We also discuss, like I was saying, some of the training, how that's coming as far as if they need more supplies at various places, tools and things. And then of course, just trying to sell our story a lot of times through presentations to higher officials so we can push to get funding for various projects, things like that. So we keep track of, through a lot of emails, we try and track all of our projects and funding and things like that. And then grab dinner, usually work right till 8 to 10 at night, and then and go to bed and start again.
Wow, that's amazing. It sounds like a pretty busy day, and I realize that all of you folks over there, first of all, would you allow us to tell you how much we appreciate you and the fact that each one of the men and women in all of our armed forces that are serving overseas, whether it's Iraq, Afghanistan, wherever it may be, we just want you to know that we are thinking about you and praying about you and praying for you, and we certainly wish you well every minute of every day.
And appreciate everything you do.
Well, thank you very much, and I want to definitely pass on my appreciation of y'all as well and giving me this chance to share our story and then just all the support of the Montanans there and all the American people, lifting us up in prayer and sending us packages and keeping us in their thoughts as well.
All right, Jack. God bless you. You have a good weekend, and call us again when you can, okay?
I will. Thank you very much.
Take care.
All right.
That's Major Jack Blaylock from the United States Air Force.